A smokestack rises from a hulking brick factory. Along its flank, large descending letters read, Joel. It's a grainy black and white image, part of a documentary called The Joel Files that was made about Billy Joel's family and their struggles to survive and escape the rise of the Nazis in Germany. In a striking film portrait of war's aftermath, Billy and his half-brother Alex meet the family of the Nazi industrialist who usurped the Joel family fortune and went on to be a highly regarded member of the German commercial elite in the post-war years. The shot of the factory was taken in Nuremberg during the height of the family's textile operation in the late 1930s. There's no trace of the factory now, but there is a small family cemetery where some of his relatives are buried. As a student of history, Billy knows that the odds his father beat in getting out of wartime Europe were long. Only when he visited that graveyard in Nuremberg did he fully realize how many of his family members, uncles, aunts, granduncles, grave marker upon grave marker of Joel's, were less fortunate. And there's also the knowledge of those who were never brought back, whose bodies are gone forever. Billy grew up hearing the names of the lost sporadically in family conversations, but only in recent years has a fuller picture of his family history emerged. Of course, Billy Joel's stature as a celebrity, as well as the existence of a body of work that has touched so many lives and even transformed a few, does not make the Joel family's Holocaust saga any more tragic than millions of obscure ones. In fact, Billy's very existence is the result of a rare happy ending. But over time, that happy ending has not been his alone. It's filtered out into the broad swath of people to whom Billy's music has meant so much. Along with his peers Bruce Springsteen and John Mellencamp, he has addressed both the hopes and the heartbreaks at the center of the American dream, the one his forebears, as he learned, traveled far and struggled hard to experience. The Joel family's tumultuous journey to America began with Billy's paternal grandfather, Carl Ommsen Joel, who came from a family in Coburg, in Bavarian Franconia, in Germany's scenic southeast. The patriarch was a man named Faustus Joel, whose son Julius became a tailor and eventually began the small textile business Billy's grandfather expanded into Waschen Manufacturer Joel. Carl married Meta Fleischmann, and their only child and Billy's father, Helmut, later anglicized to Howard, was born in 1923. By the time Carl was 39 in 1927, he had enough savings to start a business in household linens, the Carl Joel Linen Goods Company, which grew from a four-room apartment foothold into a substantial line of mail-order clothing. By the early 1930s, the family had moved into an imposing villa in a prosperous section of Nuremberg. But Hitler and the Nazis were steadily seizing power in 1933, bolstered by an influx of money from the major industrialists, who were hoping to collect favors later, and would do so, in one particular case, to the Joel family's detriment. The family firm had grown prosperous during the 1920s, despite the post-World War I woes of hyperinflation and the communist uprisings it triggered. At one stage, before the currency was revalued in the mid-1920s, inflation in Germany ran so rampant that the Reichsmarks were virtually worthless. Billy recalls hearing the story that at that time, you needed a wheelbarrow of bills to pay for a loaf of bread. Still, Hitler's ominous Munich or beer hall putsch of 1923 failed. But later in the decade, as government cutbacks accompanying deflation mixed with fears of a worldwide financial crisis, the American stock market crashed in 1929, the national mood was bleak. Says Billy, everybody started looking to the Nazis for salvation. Young Helmut was part of the Jewish population that would be caught up in the building nationalistic fervor. I've read a lot of this history, and because it affected my own upbringing, it's hard not to take it personally, Billy says. I think anti-Semitism was always kind of innate in those middle European cultures anyway. In Germany, Austria, and even France to an extent, there's a long history of anti-Semitism that was simmering for generations. Hitler tapped into it. He knew how to exploit popular prejudice. Billy still wonders how his grandfather, Carl, who was supposed to be sharp-witted, couldn't see what was coming until Kristallnacht in November 1938. Even then, Carl, loath to sacrifice what he had built through decades of hard work, was still trying to make a deal with his connections to get the proceeds from selling his business to German entrepreneur Josef Neckermann. Neckermann was a Catholic conservative who joined the Nazi Party when he saw the advantage in it. Using a Nazi innovation known as Aryanization, by which the General State Prosecutor's Office of the State Court of Berlin would put citizens on trial for being Jewish, homosexual, or asocial, he made the Joel family his first sizable target.